We're doing Jewish history, and we're up to the year, the year we entered the land of Israel, which is 2488. And we have had a tremendous victory in conquering the land of Israel. Over here he quotes a long song that Yeshua sang after the victory against Jericho, and then against Ai, and then the story with the Givonim. You guys want me to translate the song, or we'll skip it?
Translate it?
Okay. Okay, so we were... The Givonim had made peace with Israel, and then they were attacked. The nations around got together and said, they made peace, we will attack them. Then Joshua went to fight and protect them. And then in the middle of a war, so Shabbos was about to settle in. And the Jews were very upset. They didn't want to desecrate Shabbos fighting the war. So Yeshua saw was that the nations were also looking at the constellations. And they were saying, based on the constellations, now we could win them. So Yeshua extended his hands and he said Hashem's hidden name. And he said, now you guys stop. And the sun and the moon both stayed their place for 36 hours. And then they continued the war. The people saw the sun wasn't setting, so they were willing to continue the war, and they won the war. And then Yeshua sang the song. Yeshua said like this, Hashem, you have done tremendous things. You have done awesome things. Who is like you? My lips will sing in honor of your name. My shield, my protection, the kindness that I get is from you. I will give a new song before you. I will give thanks before you. You are the strength of my salvation. All nations will know to give thanks to you. All secrets of the establishment are yours. The people of Israel will sing out of your salvation and praise your might. You are the one we give our confidence to. You are our glory, Hashem. You are our God, because you are our protector. You are our strength before our enemies. We call out to you, and so we aren't embarrassed. Our faith is in you, and so we escape. When we call out, you listen to our voice. You saved us from the sword that would have killed us. You showed us your kindness. You gave us your salvation. You gave us happiness out of your might. You went before us to save us. You redeemed us with your outstretched arm. You answered us from your holy heavens, from your myriad of chariots of angels. You saved us. The sun and the moon stood their place, and you in your anger went against our enemies, and you commanded they be punished. All the kings of the land have to stand. All the kings of the nations have gathered before you, and they didn't waver. They were interested in fighting you. So you came upon them with your anger, and you let your wrath down upon them. You wiped them out of your anger, and out of your anger you annihilated them. The nations were wiped out of fear of you. The nations collapsed out of your anger. You trampled upon kings on the day you angered. You poured out your wrath against them. Your anger reached them, and you paid them back for their villainous ways, and out of their evilness you caused them to be extinct. They spread out a trap for us, and they fell into their own trap. Your hand catches all your enemies. They thought that their sword would allow them to hold on to the land. They thought their strength would allow them to establish their cities, and you filled their faces with shame. You took their glory and put it down to the ground. You made them fear out of your anger, and out of your anger you abolished them. The land trembled from your thunder. When you thundered upon them, you wouldn't spare them death, and you sent their lives down to the grave. You chased them with your whirlwind. You wiped them out with your tornado. You took their bodies and you You took their rain and turned it into hail. And so that's our tradition, that hail fell upon them. And so you knocked them down so they couldn't get back up. You let their bodies become fertilizer on the ground. Their bodies were trampled throughout the marketplaces. There was nothing left because in your might you saved your people. Therefore, we have our hearts can be happy with you. Our souls can rejoice in your salvation. Our tongues will tell over your might. We will sing and recount your glory, your wondrous actions, because you saved us from our enemies. You gave us an escape as you wiped them out from before us. You abolished them under our feet. Just as you gave us this victory, so too all your enemies should be wiped out, and the wicked should be blown away like the chaff of the grain, and those that love you should be like a tree that's planted by water. Now remember, these nations attacked because a nation made peace with us. What did they do wrong? They just made peace. So we've entered the land of Israel. It's the year 2489. And the tribe of Levi is the only tribe that comes into the land of Israel. All the other tribes sinned with the golden calf and the spies. Eldad and Medad, those two brothers who prophesied within the camp, they also entered the land of Israel. Our sages say that Salmon, the father of Boaz, the great-great-grandfather of David, right? Boaz had Oved, who had Yishai, who had David. So Boaz's father, so that's a great-great-great-grandfather of David, entered the land of Israel. And he had his son Boaz in the year we entered the land of Israel. Our tradition is that Boaz lived to the age of 400 years old. So he was born the year we entered Israel, David's great-grandfather. Yoshua was the one who led the war against the kings on the eastern side of the Jordan. On the western side of the Jordan. And the 9.5 tribes were conquered under Yoshua. Yoshua led the war for 5 years. It's interesting that he writes that because our tradition is that for 7 years they warred and for 7 years they divided. He says it was five. I don't know what he's basing that on. He says it was a five-year war. The Talmud says 7 years war and 7 years dividing it. And so now we're up to the year 2493.